I'd like to call this Governmental Operations Committee meeting to order. The time is 1:11 PM, August 25th. Roll call, please.
Congresswoman Buffalo Head?
Present.
Congressman Maker?
Here.
Congressman Morris?
Here.
Congressman Mason?
Present.
Congressman Walker? Congressman Hamilton?
Here. We have a quorum today. Next item is prayer. Congressman Maker?
Yes, sir. Let me want to thank you for this day today, and we want you to be with us here and give us the guidance and wisdom that you give us all these centuries for all of our chiefs and all of our leaders. So give us that wisdom as we face the challenges of our people, that we can take care of them as they have put us up here to take care of their needs. And I want you to bless the elders and the children and all those who are grieving at this time, that have losses in their families. And just want you to look out for all of our needs, Heavenly Father. You know our needs, so please just protect us and give us guidance. These things I ask in Christ's name, amen.
Amen.
Next item is approval of minutes. Please look over the minutes from August 18th.
Second.
A motion made by Congressman Norris to approve the minutes, second by Congressman Mason. Discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say yes.
Yes. Yes.
All those opposed? Minutes are approved. First item on agenda is ONCA 1793, sponsored by Congresswoman Buffalo Head. Congresswoman Buffalo Head, you have the floor.
Okay, this is an act to authorize and appropriate $110,000 to the Burial Assistance Fund to establish an alternate effective date. As you all know, we are out of money in this fund. We've had an increase, I think 32. I'll defer to executive on that, but I believe it's an additional 32 people pass away since spring. And the last time I checked, there was approximately $9,000, I believe, in the fund. We reached out to the funeral homes in the surrounding area to let them know that we would be in session appropriating money for their payment. The area that we really were unsure on and quite frankly, almost in a panic, was any family that had possibly or would have paid out of pocket. They would have come to us with a receipt and expected their refund or their reimbursement, and we wouldn't have had the money to pay them. So this is an additional money. The executive branch has requested that Congresswoman Edwards put an additional, I want to say 50 to 100,000, I can't remember the 50,000 on top of what she plans on appropriating in the fall. I spoke to Congresswoman Edwards. She's agreeable to that. She thinks that that's a good idea. And executive is here to discuss any questions that the committee members may have on how this occurred and what measures they've taken to put in place to ensure that it doesn't happen in the future.
Okay. We have two members from executive here. Jennifer Oberly from Financial Assistance, is that correct?
Yes.
And Jody from the Chief's Office, or is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Do you have anything to share with the committee in regards to ONCA 1793?
We had sent over a package for review, and at this time, if you guys have any questions, we're here to answer them. We've sent a graph to show you. unfortunately, the number of deaths that we've been experiencing in the Osage constituents, it'll show a peak, you'll notice, around March. And in May, we had a balance of 120,000. And since then, we had an increase in people that have passed away. So you're our avenue to ask for more money, and that's why we're here. And we've estimated we're going to need 110,000.
Does the committee or any member of Congress have any questions for executive on this? Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Who administrates this fund? Is it?
I do now. It's been under constituent services, and I recently got constituent services about a month and a half ago. Came under my direction, so it'll be administered under the Financial Assistance Department, still under constituent services office.
Okay, so this will be a fund that, that you'll have monthly control over to see what the expenditures and the application rate is.
Yes.
In order for us not to end up here. And I know that we did have an influx of applicants. So, okay, thank you.
If there are no other questions, then I'll make a motion to report out ONCA 1793 to Congress with due pass.
Second. We got a motion made by Congresswoman Lopez, second by Congressman Maker. Discussion? Seeing none, all in favor of the motions, please signify by saying yes.
Yes.
All those opposed? All right, ONCA 1793 is passed with passed out the due pass recommendation. Next is ONCR 1733. Sponsored by Speaker Pratt. Is she still in her office?
Thank you, Honor. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
On the table is ONCR 1733, a resolution to authorize a limited waiver of sovereign immunity from suit and consent to jurisdiction to pharmacy providers of Oklahoma for pharmaceutical distribution services and pharmacy administrative organization services. Sponsored by Speaker Pratt. And we are trying to locate her right now. Is that her coming down the hall? Speaker Pratt, we are at ONCR 1733. You have the floor. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm going to pull something off the printer. But we also have Ms. Paula Stabler with us. Further discussion, but I was at the Health Authority Board meeting last week, and this is the waiver, is my understanding, for a pharmaceutical provider, and it's they already had a contract. We went through that the last time, the limited waiver, or the last pharmacist, when we addressed it for the pharmacy, and that company has been bought out to the pharmacy providers of Oklahoma, so it's just a new, because it's a new company, then we're just going into a contract with them, and so it requires another limited waiver. I did speak with the Attorney General, and she has reviewed it. Really the only thing that she had to say about it, and which I mentioned that this morning, and it with other contracts that require limited waivers, is just the only real issue that she had. Obviously, you know, where she stands is she doesn't like to waive our sovereignty, period. So it's hard for her to, you know, we have to have that in-depth discussion with her a lot of times, but there are times when we have to go ahead and proceed. But so the only real comments that she had, she's okay with it moving forward, but the fact that the timeliness of when she received it prohibits the ability without not moving forward with it, which they're on a timeline. I believe today was supposed to be the date.
Monday
is their drop dead date. And our pharmacy is our biggest money maker for the clinic. So it's, I mean, it's of necessity, but so the only comment that she had expressed to me was getting the contracts to them in a timely fashion. And I'm not blaming anyone. I'm just making that statement from her, not pointing the finger at any, because I don't know who does all that, but that, so that she could have the ability to negotiate, because that's what they're there for, is a protection. And so for her to have the time to go back and negotiate, much like the other limited waiver that we talked about that we did not pass in the last special session. So I guess that's really all I have. If Ms. Stabler wants to add anything to that, you can ask her to.
Ms. Stabler, do you have anything to add before we go into questions?
I think just to elaborate on what Congresswoman said, I mentioned this in the last special session, that we knew there was a contract coming, we knew there was a merger coming, but couldn't get our hands on the contract. So we did get our hands on the contract on the 7th, and we forwarded it to the Attorney General on the 8th. And so it's, again, that is a short time frame. It doesn't really give them much time to negotiate with the other attorneys, but it was really out of our hands, out of our control. In a future date, if we're on a regular course with contracts, then we do know there's going to be coming up. There's going to be that time frame of 3 years that you're going to have to renegotiate. So I apologize for that, but it was out of our control for this. And this agreement is a replacement. It is the clearinghouse that all of our pharmacy claims pass through. And so it's how the money is generated back to us. And like she said, it is the largest revenue generator we have is the pharmacy. It carries most of our third-party revenue. We did have this discussion before when we went in through the PBA contract, which was the first contract. We did check with other tribes. We did look at some other groups, and they're all the same. They're all going to contain a waiver, no matter what. So it's just a part of doing business as a pharmacy.
All right, committee or members of Congress, do we have any questions for Ms. Stabler or the sponsor of this legislation?
I'll just make one comment. I think, and if Clint may know, correct me, but I believe that a huge concern with the last one with the previous company was that it was, we had actually waived to the jurisdiction of the court in Missouri, but at least this one is in Oklahoma now, so we've gotten closer. So there's a plus. Otherwise, that's all.
Congressman Shaw.
Has the contract changed? Is this the same contract with different name, or do administrative fees go up?
She did state that everything was going to be the same. It was all basically just a, that's basically what she did, is because she didn't have the time or ability to, you know, to kind of look at all that and go back, because she said, even if I do right now, then they're going to totally rewind, take it back to their corporate kind of, and then just put a huge hold on it, so then we wouldn't be able to meet our deadline, which is, you know, next week. So therefore, that was her result, was that she just please mirror it to what it had been before and move forward.
Ms. Stabler?
Just to elaborate on that one as well, when you're dealing with pharmacy clearinghouses, it's different than other insurances or Medicare or Medicaid, and that is if they stop the contract, and then let's say we negotiate and we go out 2 to 6 weeks or something to finish that negotiation, we're not allowed to back claim. So any downtime for the contract is a loss of those claims. You can't initiate a claim with them until a contract is in place. And so that's another reason for the CCA, is to try not to have any lost time.
All right. See no questions, Chair, will entertain movement on ONCR 1733.
I do have a question.
Congressman Norris.
How come the old pharmacy provider there, how come they no longer wish to do business with us?
No, it was a merger. They were just bought out by them.
Right.
So they're still there. It's just a merger of two companies.
Right.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
All right. See any other questions? Seeing none, Chair will entertain motion for movement on this legislation. Congressman Mason.
I'd like to make a motion to report out ONCR 1733 with a recommendation of due pass.
Okay. We got a motion made by Congressman Mason with a due pass, seconded by Congressman Norris. Discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say yes.
Yes.
All those opposed? All right, OCR 1733 is going up to the floor of Congress with a due pass recommendation.
Thank you.
Next, we are on to OCR 1732, a resolution to support and authorize the execution of an intergovernmental agreement between the Osage Nation and the state of Oklahoma for the Oklahoma Corporation Commission to repair a dangerous natural gas seep at Pusca High School and to provide monetary assistance and to authorize a limited waiver of sovereign immunity. Sponsored by Congresswoman Bufflehead. Congresswoman Bufflehead, you have the floor.
There is nothing left to say. I have nothing more to add. We just passed out another limited waiver of sovereign immunity in 2 minutes, where we took 2.5 hours to discuss this one. I don't have anything further to add. If a member of Congress wants to amend it, be my guest, and let's start amending and working instead of talking about what we've talked about for 2.5 hours.
On the table is ONCR 1732 for discussion. Any questions or comments for the sponsor or the AG office in the room? Congressman Norris.
Question for AG.
Mr. Patterson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Looking at the agreement between the Osage Nation and the state of Oklahoma. I spoke briefly to this earlier when we were in session and made a statement that, you know, being a shareholder, I agree to support what the Minerals Council sent over in regard to a resolution. But this agreement doesn't really look like what the Minerals Council sent over in regard to resolution. Who wrote this that Mary Fallon signed?
It came from the Oklahoma Corporation Commission's attorney, and then I worked on it as well from our end.
So you worked on it as well. And after this came down and you worked on it, were there changes made to the document that you worked on?
Yes, there was an express waiver in there, and I struck that whole paragraph, and we negotiated down to just leaving it with the state, governed by the laws of the state of Oklahoma.
So, I guess, continue?
Yes.
So since this document is now down for us to review and make decision on, and it's signed by the governor of the state, but not signed by the chief, principal chief of the Osage Nation, if we wish to amend or edit this document in any way, then could it go over to the chief's office for signature, and if he agrees to it, signs it, then back to Mary Fallon's office? I mean, you know, what if we're not happy with this document? I guess is what I'm saying. I agree that something needs to be done, and I hate to think that I would be blocking or, you know, not doing my due diligence in protecting and people and the school and so on and so forth by standing in the way of this document. But then again, I don't completely agree with this agreement between the Osage Nation and the state of Oklahoma, I guess is what I'm getting at. So if if there's a change made to this and can the chief then sign it and send it back to the state of Oklahoma? And then if they don't, are we just going to go back and forth then on it, or? What happened?
I'm not sure if I understand your question, but any agreement, any amendment made to the agreement would have to go back to the state and the Corporation Commission for their agreement.
So we could bat this thing back and forth for a long period of time. And in the meantime, while we're batting it back and forth, and then there's still a gas leak down there. Is that what I'm hearing?
That's correct.
Thank you.
Congresswoman Whitehorn, you had your hand up.
Yeah, I had time to really kind of sit down and really read this agreement, Clint. And the Minerals Council resolution narrowed it down to plugging their well. It's my understanding they're out there plugging their well today, and they have a contractor on it. We're doing the work. We're getting our portion of this done. The geothermal wells belong to the state of Oklahoma or to the school district, and so those geothermal wells are part of a state property or a district property. So this agreement, starting in number three, starts talking about entering into this agreement to get this $50,000. I think it even starts up here. It says, Osage Nation, in the very preamble, desires to obtain cooperation of the Corporation Commission, an agency of the state of Oklahoma, in responding to the seeping natural gas, and further desires monetary assistance connected therewith. So this whole agreement is about the nation getting the $50,000 from the state of Oklahoma to plug that well. And so when I read through here, I thought, and my thought is also, that they also are going to be venting gas off of the Osage Minerals estate. So they're wanting to seek to not be held liable for that venting too. So I would, instead of consenting to their jurisdiction and giving them a waiver and an indemnity, I'd rather the nation just pay for plugging that well, appropriate the money to the Minerals Council, so we don't have to make this agreement with strings attached. And then in the number two right there, we could just say, in order to undertake a response to the seeping natural gas, the Osage Nation recognizes and consents to the jurisdiction of the state of Oklahoma and the Corporation Commission to respond to seeping natural gas in and around the Pawhuska High School geothermal wells. And that way, that gives them the ability to vent the gas. We're waiving our rights. They're going to vent it. There's not going to be a problem. And just strike the rest of the document, because the rest of the document all is wrapped around what we're doing in exchange for that $50,000 assistance. This paragraph is, this one starts, in exchange for the commission's assistance. In exchange for the commission's assistance, we're waiving all of these because of that $50,000. So could we not just do that and pay to have it done ourselves and let them vent the gas?
Yes, we could, for a short answer, but the long answer is that, as I understand it, we're not even responsible for paying for the geothermal well venting.
Right, we shouldn't have to.
She's saying the $50,000 for the softball well that's already being plugged.
The $50,000 is from the OERB. They're going to give it to the Minerals Council. That's what the Minerals Council needed to pay to plug that well. I'd rather not take that $50,000, appropriate tribal dollars, because they're already doing the work, and us to appropriate the tribal dollars and not take that $50,000 well plug money from the OERB.
Okay, that's not how I understand it exactly. I think the OERB money is separate and cannot be used for gas seepage. I think this is a separate fund. That's what I understand from the Corporation Commission.
Why did we have to agree to that money? We're not doing the work. It's not our well.
It's just a reimbursement that was limited to $50,000, and if we don't, I don't understand. You're right. If we're not doing the contracting, we wouldn't need the $50,000.
The Minerals Council hasn't claimed that. In fact, they've even said we're going to fix In their resolution, it just says, we're going to fix the well that's on the softball field because that's related to us and the lease. And they want the, they wanted this agreement to reflect it that excluded the geothermal wells. It's my understanding that $50,000 is for them. It says right here that we're entering into the agreement. The nation desires to obtain the Corporation Commission. Let me see. Now where is it? I don't know, set it up there. Seeking natural gas, migrated to the ball.
It wouldn't be for the softball field because they don't have any jurisdiction.
Right, we're getting the money from the corporation in exchange for the commission's assistance. Let me see. The nation acknowledges and agrees that the state of Oklahoma and the commission's responsibility shall be limited to a payment of funds from the Corporation Commission Gas Seat Fund in the amount of $50,000. That $50,000, is my understanding, is going to the Minerals Council.
I think that's for a different fund, yeah.
Well, then where's that money going to?
Assistant Principal Chief.
I'd like to hear Clint's opinion about what I'm about to say. This language is confusing.
Yes.
Okay, but what I'm gathering from the whole document is that they're actually paying for it. They're actually contracting to have this work done not on the actual gas well, but just on the geothermal wells. And I know it's confusing that way. I'm reading the same document you're reading, and I get exactly what you're saying. The confusion comes is this document makes it sound like they're giving the Osage Nation the money, and they are not. Clint's nodding his head.
That is correct, yes.
It makes it sound like they're giving it to us, but they're not. And why they chose to write it that way, I don't know. There's a part of me that just wants to strike five and move on. There's a part of me that believes four is actually the only thing they really need, which is we're not going to, the Osage Nation is not going to claim you've entered our gas, you owe us the royalties. Am I getting this right?
You're spot on.
Okay.
Congressman Bufflehead, you had your hand up.
Well, this is a question to Clint. So if we appropriated the money, would that, in your opinion, everyone's talking about, well, are we going to be held liable? If we're appropriating the money to do something that we all say isn't our problem, but we're like, here you go, here's $100,000, then are we opening the door to be considered more liable than what we were before?
No, because you don't need to appropriate the money because the Osage Nation will not be paying for the remediation to the geothermal wells.
Well, you have some members of Congress that are contemplating appropriating Osage tribal dollars to this issue in order to not have to go this route.
Not the geothermal issue.
We don't have.
Do you have an answer?
Comment. I have a comment. I'll wait until you finish.
Go ahead, finish.
Okay, we don't have those contracts to fix the geothermal wells, so we are not incurring that liability there associated with those. What the liability is the seepage that they're going to be venting off of our mineral estate. It does not say that.
It does not say that.
It's very poorly worded. I was under duress to get this done by three different agencies, including some of our own, and I'm hearing this is an emergency. The kids can't go back to school. There's gas leaking, and so I'm working, and we ended up, because I was in a hurry and with a poorly worded agreement that I feel like does what it needs to do, even though it's somewhat confusing.
I was just going to add to the confusion that
this is
to the students, we've already received word school starts Monday. We've already received that word from, I believe, yesterday. And so now I'm confused, like, how, where are we at now? Because,
well, the confusion on that particular issue came in because we, when I spoke with Chief and I told him about this issue, and he said, work on it, and then we need consent from the BIA, the Minerals Council, and Congress. And I said, okay. So how are we going to do that? And he said, well, Minerals Council is taken up yesterday, and Congress has a special session. We'll go in and put it on there. So I informed the Corporation Commission that Congress would be meeting and voting on this resolution. And I guess, I only assume that they got that information and said it would be done on Friday. We would give the go-ahead on Friday, and you guys could finish the work on the weekend, and school will be ready by Monday. But I can only assume that's how way that part happened.
Okay, so if it's not passed out, the kids will not be going back to school on Monday, because they're not going to be able to, because the inspector that comes in that says yay or nay is going to say, this, you can't have the kids here.
Can't attest to that, but I assume, again, that's the way.
Strong possibility.
Yes.
Okay.
Because without this agreement, they will not start the work.
Congressman Mason.
Is it not true that Chief Standing Bear could sign this with or without our approval at this table?
Is that a question to Clint? Or to anyone?
To anyone.
Who's going to answer?
My understanding that he
can't. I don't think he can sign the intergovernmental agreement without Congress's approval.
Kenny Maria, he's asking you.
I'm asking Clint.
He can't sign the compact, but he can do intergovernmental agreements.
Right. Uh-huh. Yes, he can.
Discussed this before.
However,
Mr. Gill,
the rest of the story is
more confusion.
Look at paragraph 2. It doesn't specifically say we expressly waive sovereign immunity, but it does say the Osage Nation recognizes and consents to the jurisdiction of the state of Oklahoma.
That's waiving sovereign immunity.
And the Corporation Commission. Yeah.
That's a waiver.
Sovereign.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
number 6.
That's a waiver.
Thank you.
Assistant Chief.
I would just like to say, and I don't know that this is Chief Standing Bear's official position, so I'll say that right up front. I think paying, this is my personal opinion, I think paying money and us putting up 50 opens us up to pay 50 every single time a geothermal well gets natural gas anywhere here. We're going to get drug into it, and it sets a precedent. We didn't drill for that, and nobody we permitted drilled for that. The city drilled for it and happened to get it. So that's on the city, that's on the school system, and there's a bunch of answers here, but in my view, appropriating $50,000 or $100,000 to pay for something we did not do and had no part of is a terrible precedent to set.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Well, that was never the precedent or the intention of this discussion at all. It was to reimburse, because it's my distinct impression and understanding that OERB is giving our Minerals Council, which is part of the Corporation Commission, is giving the Minerals Council plugging money. And everybody keeps shaking their heads. If not, why did we have to have this?
There's two different wells.
I understand that. And we're plugging that. OERB is indeed going to give our Minerals Council, Corporation Commission, money to plug the softball well.
Got it. We agree.
And somebody's telling me that this $50,000, and I don't know if anybody knows for sure, but it's speculated here that this $50,000 is not that chunk of change. Who knows for sure if it is or is not this $50,000 in this agreement?
I think Clint had his hand first.
I know for sure, and we could call the Corporation Commission's open to a conference call right now if this committee so chooses.
Yes, please.
We choose us.
We aren't confused enough. Let's keep going.
do we have a phone, or do you want to use mine?
You have the number.
Yeah.
You can't use mine.
They don't speak.
Chief, do you have time to set up a conference call, Con?
The reason I believe that, Congresswoman, is because the work's going on. at the ORB, or they're not waiting on this. They're going on. That's minerals business.
Yes.
So the only thing this could be
they don't have the money to plug that well. That's what they told me. That's why they're thinking that the ORB is going to give them the money.
They're giving, well, I can't say that they are or not, but I know it's two different funds.
The well seepage?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But to me, I'm trying to ask and find out, why do they need to ask us if they can spend money to fix their wells?
Assistant Chief?
Simple. I've said it over and over and over. They don't want to be liable for the royalties. That's it.
That agreement needs to say that.
It does. Number four says it to me, but maybe I'm the only one. Maybe I'm reading it different than everybody else. But that's what number four says. It doesn't say it specifically, but the language is broad enough that it certainly covers exactly that.
Right. Where are we at?
I'm waiting on the red lights to turn green.
That says the.
That's why the Osage Minerals Council is mentioned in there. Because of the royalties issue.
Okay. You got the question?
We're trying to get our.
So what I want to know is there's $100,000, like I was told by a Minerals Council member, coming from the well plugging portion, and $50,000.
That would be my conclusion based on what's in front of us.
Then
yes.
Why did they limit that $50,000?
Okay. Sure. Yes, Brandy, use my phone.
Do you want to cut?
Get you a cut.
Put it in?
Or ghetto cut?
No, it's not ghetto. It's an old Indian trick.
Or it's our Dixie Broadcasting System.
It's my OIT. I would do it.
On it.
Brought to you by Sterilite.
They all made fun of me, but everyone sure does it now, don't they?
All right. Who do you have on the phone? Nick? Who's going to be speaking?
There's two Tims, so I'm not sure which Tim this is, but I will have him announce whenever he gets on. What do you do?
But you stick your phone inside the cup and lay it down.
Not
just
over.
Put it down.
Oh, no, you do this.
Side. Shut up, Alice. There. Now, then they can hear you better and everyone else in the room better. Just kind of put it. But don't point it towards
you.
So
that's your instructions for her little.
Where do I point?
Yeah,
just away from open. You.
It's
away
like a speaker.
Yeah. Because it's right next
me,
to you.
Me, Angela, and RJ send this picture to each other regularly. You're getting it now.
Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, sorry. We got Secretary King, Tyler Powell. This is Tim Baker, Director of Oil and Gas. Mr. Tim Rhodes, my boss, and Jim Rolette. Michelle had to go to a funeral, so she had to bow out.
Okay, I'm here with several members of Congress on the, what committee is this?
Government Ops.
Government Ops Committee, and Assistant Chief is here as well.
Okay.
And it's a public meeting.
And this is a public meeting, and there's members of the public here as well.
Press.
Okay.
And press.
And.
Okay, so, are you ready for questions from us?
You bet.
Okay.
Maria, you had a question for?
Yes, this is Maria Whitehorn. Glad you can be with us for a little bit. My main question is, in the agreement between the Osage Nation and the state of Oklahoma, I need to know what the $50,000 is and what well that is to be used for.
That $50,000 is for the geothermal wells. And it's strict and can only be used for the gas seep, which is to vent the gas away from the high school. That's all it can be used for.
Okay, and it also says in there that it is limited and cannot exceed the maximum of $50,000. What happens if it is going to cost over that? Who's going to make up the difference on that?
Well, there's two different sources. There is more money in the fund. We were trying to put a limit on our expenses. But the Office of Emergency Management has also said that they might be able to help us out if this project becomes too expensive. And Tyler and Tyler Secretary Teague are on here as well.
Okay, and then my other...
Secretary Teague. So if I could ask him respond and maybe put a question back to you, Tim. What is the estimate that we have from the consultant? I think that estimate is considerably below the $50,000. Yes, right now it's $37,400. Pretty close to that amount.
Who hired the consultant, and who is entering into the contracts to fix the geothermals or the related problems?
The contracting firm is called Trinity. You broke up a little bit. I think that's what your question was.
Yes.
Who? And it's with the commission.
Okay. Okay.
So I guess my question is, if the commission is going to fix these geothermal wells that are on the public property of the Pawhuska school system, why is it that we need to, that you need a sovereign, a waiver of sovereign immunity? And it seems to me like that they own those wells. So in order for you to repair them, why do we need to waive the sovereignty to do so? They are not oil wells.
Because this is Tim Rose, I'm the director of the Oklahoma Corporation Commission. The issue was raised by a representative of the Osage Nation that the gas being vented was the property of the Osage Nation.
Right.
That is the reason for that clause.
And so basically this agreement is asking to be able to vent that gas? Because I don't see that anywhere in the agreement anywhere.
Well, it's to paragraph two talks about to undertake a response to the seeping natural gas, and the gas is seeping from geothermal wells.
Okay, let me ask another question also. Is the OERB a part of the Corporation Commission?
No.
No. Okay. Thank you. That helps me. Any more questions?
Assistant Chief.
Hi. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
I'm pretty far away from the plastic cup we have our phone in. there is a...
when you have it in the cup, it doesn't matter how far away you are.
That's right. So... We're getting a little bit of heartburn from paragraph 5. My own observation is that paragraph 4 releases the state from any liability for any royalties or anything related to the natural gas. Paragraph 5 goes a lot farther. Paragraph 5 asks the Osage Nation to indemnify the state and the corporation commissioners and everybody else associated with them, which means if this gas, to me, if this gas seeps out, it ignites, something terrible happens, we defend the state. It is if you have counsel on the phone, is there anybody there that's willing to say that we can strike paragraph 5 and still have an agreement?
Inasmuch as the governor has signed this agreement, and she's our chief executive for the state of Oklahoma, the Corporation Commission doesn't believe it has the authority to waive that without the agreement of the governor's office.
Well, I'm not disputing that. Let me put it a different way. If you were to send this agreement back to you today, signed with paragraph 5 missing, and ask you to execute it, would you?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the last part.
Could you say it?
Turn it this way.
You tell him, Clint. Oh, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. If the Osage Nation were to execute this agreement and sign it without paragraph 5 and send it back to the OCC and the governor, would you execute it?
Well, the OCC would not contemplate that until and unless the governor's office reviewed it first and approved it.
Okay, so that answers my question. Do you have any thoughts on that proposition?
This is Secretary T. Can I ask a question?
You want me to repeat it?
Yes.
Okay. If the Osage Nation were to omit paragraph 5 or delete paragraph 5, execute the agreement, Congress approves it, the principal chief signs it, and sends it back this afternoon, what do you think the result would be? What do you think the response would be? Or is that a wide open question on your end? Well, at the risk of getting into a debate, why should the Osage Nation indemnify the state for an action the state takes? You're asking us for unlimited indemnification here. For your activities. And we don't think that's right. We are in complete agreement with that point, and we're trying to work toward it. We're also trying to limit our liability to what we deserve to be liable for, and all we're willing to do is say that you can vent that gas and we're not going to charge you a royalty on it. It's some of our understanding that that's what paragraph 4 does. Paragraph 4 is a very in-depth, hold harmless agreement. We're perfectly willing to do that. We are not perfectly willing to indemnify the Osage or indemnify the state of Oklahoma for some unlimited mistake that the state or their contractor may make, and that's exactly what our AG agrees and we believe is going to happen if we sign it as it is.
In other words, how can we indemnify you for something whenever we're not even a party to the contract with the person who's performing the work? I don't even think that indemnification would be valid.
So let's just make the amendment and send it back, and the ball's in their court.
Are you looking at the agreement and do you, for your legal background, think that you can remove that clause?
Yes.
No, this is Tim Rhodes again. I hate to get into hypotheticals, but, for example, paragraph 4 is the release language. For example, if some member or future council or future leadership of the tribe comes and or a member of the tribe or some other person comes and claims ownership of the gas and institutes a lawsuit, we would then be required to expend resources to defend. That's just one instance. I'm not saying that is the driving instance. I'm just saying that that's a hypothetical of where the state of Oklahoma might be at risk for undertaking this work at some point in the future. Again, that's not the primary driving force.
That's not what paragraph 5 says. And And I can tell you, your hypothetical, that we purchased that gas for cash in 1870, and it's been under federal control since 1906. So, and nothing about that has changed. So, I don't know. Is there anything else you'd wish to add? I'll turn this back over to you.
Do you have any more questions for the Cookie Supernova?
I have a question. Now, I know this, I think this was referred to us from Minerals. But if we sign this, won't we in effect be waiving the Minerals Council's right to collect royalty on that gas?
And yes.
What? Do we want to set that precedent?
Well, in one place, for one purpose. That's why it's a limited waiver. It's in Pawhuska at the high school for those geothermal wells. And that's the only place we're doing it. Doesn't apply anywhere else.
But once we set that precedent, is that even constitutional? Just to add to the confusion.
Yeah. I believe the Constitution says you have the duty to protect the mineral estate.
Right.
Obligation, or
I think we need to hang it from them.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Well, that does it on our end. Appreciate you calling me, and we'll get back to you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Congressman Bufflehead.
Okay. So, what I mentioned a couple of minutes ago to anyone down here on the side that can read my lips. Was that I think we should just amend it.
Let the chief sign it.
Let the chief vote on it. Let the chief sign it. Send it back, and the ball's in their court. And the kids may not go back to school on Monday, and that's not our fault.
That's right. No, it's on the state.
Anyway.
I think it's been on the state the whole time.
So. Right.
Any other questions or comments
about this?
Just what Congressman Buffalo has said, or
let's get going.
Yeah, I agree with that. Will you draft that up without a paragraph 5, Mr. Patterson?
Sure.
And do you think that I would kind of like to see that after Pawhuska High School, let's say geothermal wells. What do you think about that?
My personal opinion, I don't have a problem with it, but
well, it really specifies what we're talking about.
Right. And Chief made that comment as well as he was walking out, as he says he's not comfortable with it, and if he was doing this, he would specifically make that.
So just if we could add that in and strike that,
we're good.
And then the chief could sign it, and I think the resolution before us needs an amendment also.
Right.
Point of order, is all of that a motion?
No.
Yep.
We're just in.
I'm not on the committee.
You can still make
an amendment.
Congresswoman Whiteboard, did you ever hand up?
I move to request the Attorney General's office to redraft the agreement between the Osage Nation and the state of Oklahoma. I'm going to go real slow so Dana can like this. Requesting in section 2. Okay, I'm gonna have to write it. I just got tired.
I hear it coming.
Let me go ahead and write it right quick. You guys can talk about something else.
Who put your hand up? Congressman Mason.
Motion for a 5-minute recess.
Second.
Motion made in a second. All in favor say yes.
Yes. Yes.
We are in 5-minute recess.
I was like,
hey, it's Maria.
Did Clint leave?
Yeah, he went there to go.
He went to go redraft that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He said 10 minutes.
Oh, 10 minutes.
Yes, he has it in Word, and they went to make the edit that he's already called over, so they're basically going to pick it up.
And he has Maria's changes?
Yeah.
Well, she has some
additions.
Strike section
5 and put geothermal wells in.
We never made that motion, one day.
Yeah, we're getting ready to make it right now.
Okay. And then we'll recess and then come back and then pass out.
We'll have to wait until it comes back.
I want to make a couple amendments to your resolution.
Right.
To say
he's going to do the agreement. She, okay. We have amendments to the resolution as well.
Okay. Well, let's go.
Good to go. Okay.
Yeah, I think we're ready for your motion now.
Are we
I'll
back
second.
In?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're back.
Oh, golly, I didn't know.
We were.
Okay. I move the AG's office redraft the agreement between the state of Oklahoma and the Osage Nation, requesting the designation of geothermal wells be included in Section 2 and to strike Section 5.
Okay.
Motion made by Congresswoman Whitehorn, second by Congresswoman Bufflehead. We're in discussion now. Is there any discussion in regards to the motion? Seeing none, all in favor say yes.
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 All those opposed? Motion passes. We are currently awaiting Clint to come back from the AG office with a draft.
Yeah, wait, there's one more amendment that she
is
making.
You want to make an amendment to the...
to the actual resolution.
Mm-hmm. I didn't do that while we were in recess. Page... is that page one? Is it just a one-page
just
resolution?
One page.
Okay. Page one, line... ...52. After... after the word seep... insert...
oh, there is a page two, sorry. But I don't think you...
oh, I am on page two. Okay.
Oh, I have the gross version.
Do you really?
Yeah. Is that what... do you have the file version?
I have the file version.
I have what they were prepared for.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. It's page 2, line 52. After the word seep, insert... located, insert from the geothermal wells located at the Pawhuska High School. Can't write, you guys. Sorry. Thank you. That's it. That's the end of that amendment.
Okay. Can you repeat that?
After the word seep, insert from the geothermal wells located at the Pawhuska High School. It just designates in this resolution exactly what we're talking about,
okay,
as it does here in the agreement.
Okay, that's your motion, correct?
That's my motion for an amendment to this resolution.
We have, a second in discussion. I think you've already just explained what it is. Any more discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say yes.
Yes.
All opposed? Motion passes to the resolution. Congressman Shaw.
Question regarding the resolution. You know, when I first read this, I wasn't certain that we weren't committing money, just with the language, that we weren't committing money to this project ourselves. So I thought, well, if this is a resolution, you can't commit money with by a resolution. So I was just looking at the language in that same paragraph. And I guess if you read it, yeah, I guess they mean from the Corporation Commission. But I just want to make sure that it was clear to everyone that the monetary assistance is coming from the Corporation Commission, not us.
Congressman Whitehorn.
I agree with you, and I'd just rather strike the language because it's confusing. That language is in the agreement.
It's not in the agreement?
The language is in the agreement. I don't think that... I think that it confuses the resolution and might indicate that we're... we're putting money in of our own.
Yeah.
So I would think we should strike that language.
The language in the resolution, and to provide monetary assistance?
Yeah.
What section are you on?
That would be on page 2, line 52. Line 52.
Is this the broken chair?
I just made the amendment, so now it's going to read repair of the natural gas seep from the geothermal wells located at the Pahuska High School, period.
So you want to strike the entire rest of that sentence?
No, we have to have the as filed.
Okay. So you're not going to put a period there, you're just going to strike and to provide monetary assistance?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Did you write that down for me?
No, but I will. Make sure it's incorporated.
Second.
I don't think we had a motion yet. We just had discussion.
No. I move on. I'm.
Congressman Whitehall.
Page 2, line 52. I move to strike and to provide monetary assistance. Comma.
About in the title of the resolution.
And throughout the document.
Second.
A motion made by Congressman Whitehorn, second by Congressman Mason. Discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say yes?
Yes.
Yes.
Let me ask one more question before we move on.
All those opposed, no. Motion passes. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Do you think that... And Congressman Shaw was referring to it. Do you think we need to designate what document we're talking about in this resolution since we're having the Attorney General draft a new document? Do you think a designation in the resolution would be more clear than what's there?
Well, I think having the document that we're approving attached to it would be in order because we've amended it. It wasn't originally part of the resolution. It was referred to, mm-hmm. and... can't be any more clear than the document that you attached that was just, and you listed the time it was, at least in the committee report, time and date that it was stamped in would be pretty clear.
So move to attach.
Move to attach the document. Well, we got to have it first.
Well, we got to have it stamped.
We have to have it stamped in first.
Right.
Because we're only going to vote on one document, correct?
Well, mm-hmm. They should be.
Mr. Gill?
Please. Okay, so when Clint gets back, we'll review the document, move to attach the document, have it stamped in, and move to attach the document with the resolution.
Yes.
Second. Was that a motion?
He keeps saying that.
That's not a motion. If Maria's not, are you done?
You guys already voted on it. I'm trying.
Okay, what if we?
I think I'm done now.
So we just need to.
We vote to pass it. We vote to pass it out. We vote to include the attached document.
Uh huh.
Yes. Okay. Okay.
With the resolution to send back the document back to the state of Oklahoma with our changes, and not that it's any of really our. I'm not going to say it that lies with us, but I hope the executive office is. Going to maybe reach out to the school system and tell them they're not going back to school on Monday, probably.
No, it's not even
that. But the parents need to know. The community's been told in writing on, I don't know, Facebook or social media somewhere that those kids are going back to school on Monday, and chances are they are not.
According to
it's
EPA
been put
this
back
morning,
out that they're not.
The EPA said it's up to the fire marshal.
It said it's still open.
He's
going to be able to inspect this weekend.
They just don't know.
Yeah. I think it was actually in the paper last night.
It doesn't need to be this branch of government, but...
Yeah, I thought it was in the paper last night that there's still no start date.
No,
I thought
it
said that there was. And
well, Ms. Redcorn, wasn't it announced?
Well, that's what he said in the school board meeting that was on Facebook, but it was in the paper.
Motion to recess.
Move to recess.
To the call of the chair.
Second.
Pass everything else
all in
out?
Favor say yes?
Yes.
We are recessed to the call of the chair.
You know, I expect that they thought it would be any opposition.